let us again start the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. I'd just like to give a little hakdama. It is a tremendous, difficult sugya, and perhaps we'll mention some ha'ores, some difficulties, perhaps some biurim, if we should get a slight understanding of the sugya. Ha'isha sha'amra yiskaba ligiti. Anisha made someone a shliach lekabola. Tzricha shtei kitei eidim. So, to be mevara, that she was nizgarish, we need two kitei eidim. Shnayim sha'imrim b'faneinu amro. Two have to witness that she made him a shliach lekabola. Ushnayim sha'imrim b'faneinu kibel v'korah. And two other Eidim have to witness how he was mekabel the get, and the get was torn. Here the Achroinim ask a kasha, the G'dayla Achroinim, Rabbi Kedeger ask a kasha, L'chayre, why do we need two kitei Eidim if the second cut is made that they witnessed the Kabbalah's haget, so isn't it nichlal in the Eidos that he's a shliach? Or else, what are they saying? This person got a get, so that's nothing. So kochach, they were mevare, if they are saying, we saw you receive the get, so al kochach, in the Eidos, it is nichlal that he's a shliach. Or else you're not saying anything. So why do you need two kitais? So they say a raya from this Mishnah that this assumption is not true. Eide Kabbalah do not have to know if he's a shliach, if he's not a shliach. That's not their business. They're saying they witnessed that this person was mekabel a get for this isha. That's what they're saying. Was he capable of being mekabel a get? Wasn't he capable? Well, then you'll have to do some research. That is not mutal aleihem. And there's no chesaron in their eidus if they're not aware of this. So memeila. So therefore, the Mishnah says, so you need two kitas of eidim. The second cut that is made on the kabbalas hashliach does not have to know, and not necessarily does know if he's a shliach or not. But they're just saying what they witness, and this is a valuable piece of information. If you'll get the first piece of information, that two other Eidim will say that we saw she made him a shliach lekabbalah. Now the Mishnah continues, afilu heino rishonim veheino achroinim. Now the Mishnah is saying a chiddush, that even though they're one cut, you don't need two separate kitas. And just to krich through the Mishnah, what is the chiddush over here? Tosfos has a problem. So what's the chiddush? That the two kittis are good, even though they're one cut, it's also good. What's the also? Why shouldn't it be good if they're one cut? So Tosfos says, pshat in the Mishnah, that it's very modne, it's very fishy. That means that normally we're speaking about that the woman is living in one city and the husband is in another city. That the same two Eidim who were there in that city when she made the shliach, hashliach lekabbalah, they should be by the gerishin and they should be meyid that they saw the kabbalah also. It's not normal. Normal. The shliach is going from one city to the other city, tavi olo broche. But it's not normal that these Eidim should tag along the shliach. Normally, so it smells that could be she hired these two Eidim to say everything l'teivosa. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though it's a little not too normal, but we won't make a reis out of it, I will say, good, Akasha, how is it that these two Eidim were in Denver by the Ish, and they were in New York by the Kabbalah, by the Ish? It's a good Kasha, but the Kasha, a person doesn't die from Akasha, this does not pass all the Eidim. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. ואפילו הן הראשונים והן האחרונים, אוי, ננמיש את זה בגלל חידוש, אוי, אחד מן הראשונים ואחד מן האחרונים ואחד מצטרף עמון, בגלל חידוש, that למעשה, that there was one eight who was in Denver and was in New York, the other, there was the second eight was one from Denver, one from New York, but he came, so we have a bigger reyes over here. One eight is ikh choshen v'shake. Afal pi came, there's a kashe, and, but a person doesn't die from a kashe, we will not pass all the get because of this kashe. Let us see Rashi again. Ha'isha shomra iskaba legiti. And he says, I received the get. So, but we need proof on all these things. In order to believe that means, she says, I made him a shlich l'kabola, he says, I got the get, and that's it. So that doesn't help. צריך להובי לפנינו בייסקי תיידם, שניים שיירים לפנינו אומרו לוי לקבלוי, שניים שמפנינו קיבל וקורא בגמר פח לא מלוי למקרה. אפילו הן, שהשניים שאומר בפניהם, the two who witnessed that she made him a שליח לקבולה, הן עצמם ראו כשקיבלו. They saw, they witnessed the קבולה again. אוי אחד מן הראשונים, ואחד מן האחרונים, ואחד שלישי, שנעשה אין בזו ובזו מצטרף עמוה. זאת הגמרא, איתמה, בעל אימה לפיקודם. The בעל says, I gave the שליח a get, not for, I wasn't interested at all of being מגרש, I gave it to him for a פיקודם, he should hold it, take care of it. V'sholish oima legerishin. And the sholish says, I wish to disagree with you. I'm a shlich lekabola, and you gave it to me for gerishin. So your wife is geget, it wasn't pekodin. So we have here, one person is definitely lying over here, but who do we believe? Mi nemo. Ravuna oma bal nemo. Ravuna says, we believe the bal. Rav Chisda Omar Sholish Nem. Rav Chisda says we believe the Sholish. So there's an Amonis. Rav Huna Omar Bal Nemo. Vim Ise De Legerishin Yovei Nelei. If it is true, the way the Sholish says, that he gave it L'Shem Gerishin, L'Dido Havi Yoiv Lo Nelo. This is a ridiculous setup, the way the Shliach is telling us. The shliach is telling us that he's a shliach lekabola. He's kan shayil aben. So why did he give it to me? Why didn't he give it to your wife? So what's the kasha? The wife is in Denver. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Baal oima lepikod, get shenosan biyad sholish, Baal oima lepikod b'nisatik biyotcho. V'sholish oima legerishin nosatali, shisi shlucha lekabolo, v'nizgarsha bekabolosi, v'ho'ish, v'ho'isho yachad b'ya. Oh, so now we know that that's the story, the machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda is speaking about that the wife lived next door, and the Mela, the shlich is saying, well, you gave it to me, I told you Mashlich Lekabola and you gave it to me. So the Baal says, what? That's ridiculous. If I wanted to make Geish and I don't have to give it to you, I'd go next door and give it to her. So Al Kochoch, why did I give it to you? I gave it to you because I have no interest in Bachlaum being Megarish. I gave it to you. You should be a Nifkad. You should watch the Geish. That is the svore of Rav Huna. A very nice svore. It's a kasha. And if I meant gerish and I didn't have to go and give it to you, I would give it straight up. The Rav Chisda Omar Sholish Nemo Dohemne. A new svore. He trusted him. Dohemne Kshemosroi Biyodai. when he gave over the get to the Shalish, so there was a trust. So the trust is mechayev that whatever I say, you have to accept. There's a svara of hemne. You will not go into the oimik advarim, what this is, but there's a din hemne. So memela, by giving him over the get, there's a trust to whatever you say. Kshemosrei biyodah. Mosiv Rababe. So Rababe asked now a kasha and Ravuna. So akoponim, so far, it would seem as follows. Ravuna has a hoichoche that he did not give l'shem geirishin. He should have given it to the Isha. And Rav Chisda is not choylik on this hoichoche. I mean, that's true. You have a hoichoche. It's a good kasha, but there's a spore of hemne. So the svara of hemne counteracts your ichocha. It's hemne. There was you were mamin in whatever he says that you're going to accept. So memele, so we can't bring ichochas over here. There's a svara of hemne. Mosiv Rababe. So Rababe asked a kasha on Ravune. Hoidos baldin kemeya edim domi. Bisholish Nemon Mishnei. Ketzad Yivtu Balei Dvorim. Zeh Mekach, Bezeh Mekach. Sholish Nemon. The Sholish is Nemon. So Memele, so we see Klo, there's a din of Hemne. Aye Sholish, so Klo Araye to Rav Chizda. So the Gemara says, Shani Momin the Isyayiv Lemechila. That the concept, so this is Rav Huna's teretz, the concept of hemne, whatever it is, only applies by momen. Momen is, it's a shayv lemechili, could be moichel, afilu, yena ozi, you could be moichel. So the concept of hemne only applies by momen, which not necessarily the truth has to be the criteria. Moment is nitzel mechila. Afilu, he owes me. I could be meichelim. So memela. So there, the truth is not the criteria. If it's hemne, so there's a svara hemne will work. But when it comes to isurim, there we need the truth. There's no inyan of hemne. I believe them. I trust them. So memela, there hemne doesn't work. It doesn't. So memela, I have a raya. So there's no svar of hemne, and I have a raya. Now, let me mention one gewaldike ha'ore, which is difficult already to go further. So it would seem from our gemara, the vial, that we have the amachloikes, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, if the concept of hemne applies by get. Fine. Avuna says it applies, so if it applies hemne, so that overpowers your echot. You're bringing right, but listen, hemne, you trusted him, he said whatever he said goes, finished, so it's finished. Avuna holds, there's no concept of hemne. Fine. So memela, ayeva echoche. Ayeva echoche. Rashi said, but this echoche only works if the wife lives in the same city, so then there's a choche. So why didn't I give it to her? Zachariah, I gave it to Hashem Pekodah. But what will be according to Rav Huna? If she lives in Denver, and I said I gave it Hashem Pekodah, and you said I gave it Hashem Geirishin, and the choche we don't have anymore, so then what will be the din according to Rav Huna? So Rashi seems to be saying that then Rav Huna will be made to Rav Chisda. It seems like that. It seems, because the Rashi says the whole Rav Huna, that's shot in Rashi. Rashi says that, speaking about the Ish, the whole sugi is speaking about places as claw like that, if she lives in Denver, so then Rav Huna is made that the Sholish is Nemo. So kan shayla ben. Why should the shalish be neman? If there's no concept of hemnei, so why should the shalish be neman? Let it be a suffix. So others want to say that Teferes Yaakov will say, it'll be a suffix. Ravuna says, the Baal is neman if they live in the same city. And the Choche, they don't live in the same city, so it's a suffix. But others say, Klo, that then the shalish will be neman. So we have to understand why. If he doesn't hold hemnei, so why is the shalish then? So the Gdeile Achoinim, the Bint with the Beis Meir, and others, that there's another Sfar. Pnei Yeshua, Tfisosai Merchaches Olov. When a person is holding a shtar, the shtar is really giving us a message. He's holding a get, the get, for example, when an Isha will hold the shtar, she'll say she's the get. She comes, she has a get in her hand, she says, you gave me the get. She said, no, I didn't give you the get. How did I get hold of it? I gave it to you for pekodin. I left it by you. I trusted you. Gonish mit gonish. She is the shtar. That's why she was the get. We can't tell, a shtar is made. The Lord, there's a lashon about tfisosei mochaches olov. The holding of the get gives a message. In that, Ravuna is also made. So therefore, if she lives in Denver, and there's no haychoche, that he did not give it l'shem geirishin, and the sholish is holding the get, the sholish is then saying, listen, if I'm holding the get, that's a guy who was given l'shem geirishin, don't tell me Baba Mises. But, if she's living in the same shtot, so then we have a dich, it can be I gave you l'shem geirishin, because why didn't he give it to her? So that slugs up the heichacha of his tfisa. The heichacha of his tfisa is upgeschlagen, that means I have a rai from the, that what the get is by me, it's a rai who was given l'shem geirishin. So here's a fakerta rai, maybe a stronger rai, would be l'shem geirishin, would have given it to her. So memele, so this heichacha counteracts the tfisa of the shliach. And then that Rav Chisda says, you're right, but there's a hemnei. And Ravuna doesn't hold of hemnei. But the minute the heichache of Ravuna falls off, the imise falls off, she's in Denver. So that's, so memele, then Ravuna is also made that the tfisa of the shliach tells us that it was given l'shem geirishin, and you can't tell us, Baba Mai says, no, it was a pekodin. Normally, a tvisas haget is a hichoche, that it was given l'shem geirishin. So, al kaponim, that's one beer till now. So that's, that now we understand a little bit the machloikes, Rav Chisda and Ravune. Let us see Rashi, this Yaiv la Mechila. She moch loy mochu. Money you can be mochu. Chiyuvin can be mochu. Hilkach. Sholish nema. The kivin sheheiminoi. Since he trusted him, amosa biyodoi. Nisratze bavtachosei olav limchil al mamoinoi elahamin kol ma sheyoyma. So, Rashi seems to be saying that since Moment is Nitin L'machila, so there's a Sfore that I gave, that here the emes should not be the criteria. If I trusted you and I put it into you in the Kimin Shemina, most of the others, I'm, that's it. Whatever you'll say will go. It's your true, not true, whatever you'll say. And if it's not true, say Moichel. Aber the Milsa di Surain be Yodei Lahamin. The whole concept of hemnei doesn't apply by Yisura. And for some reason, Rav Chisda holds it does apply, which we also have to understand. But that will go further. Vosanya. So we fam for Ravuna, the Baraisa is speaking about moment by moment, Ravuna is also made it as a concept of hemnei. Vosanya v'chein legitten, but we learned another baraisa, by gitten also the sholish is neman. So my answer, gitte moment. It doesn't mean it's gitte noshim, it's gitte moment. Gitten is a loshna v'shtoris. Vosanya v'chein l'shtoris, we learned a third baraisa, it says, v'chein l'shtoris, the sholish is neman. Midi gabi hadodi tanya. So the Gemara says, no, these two baraisas were said together, these are different tannoi. One baraisa said, v'chein legitim, and he means gitim moment. And one baraisa said, v'chein l'shtos, he also means shitrei moment. But al kaponim, that's how Rav Huna said, but by Issa, there's no inyan of hemne. What does Rashi say? Gitim moment, shein get ala loshin shta, midi gabi yadodi tanya, v'chein legitim, v'chein l'shtos. The name of the holy stories, the moment, kanaisa legite noshim. He's a story, so the first thing is we're talking about gite noshim. Hani treta noinini, these are two different baraises, but the Bible, moment, one calls it stories, one calls it gitten. Zut the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Ha'isha she'amra iskaba ligiti, tzricha shtei kitei eide, shnaim she'yoimru b'faneinu omra, o shnaim she'yoimru b'faneinu kibel v'koin. Ba'amai, lehemnu l'sholich, let's believe the sholich. Eises Rashi had said in the Mishnah, she said, she made him a shlich l'kabola, Vuhu chosava omar kibalti, and he said, I was makabu. So why do you need Edom? Why do you need Edom at all? So let us see Rashi. Vamai boy Edom klal. So the Mishnah said you need to get this Edom. So the Gemara is asking a kasha according to Rav Chisda, vamai boy Edom klal. Loi bekabole, veloi baamire. I should need Eidim. Ela ba mirose bovad lehemne, dohemne ba. So Rashi says, Pshat, the Gemara is asking Akasha on Rav Chisda. Well, you told us there's a concept of hemne. You gave him the get, so whatever you say goes. So why do you need Eidim? That's, there's a din of hemne. Now there's a moiridik Akasha here, which we have to face. This whole concept of hemne, and the Ran asks this question, this whole concept of hemne, whatever hemne could mean, is, we understand this, that means there's a masa umatan between a noisen and a sholish. So, the shaila is, why did I give it to you? For what purpose? Was it given l'shem pekodim? Was it given l'shem gerish? And this is a, this, there could be differences of opinion between us. What was done? But if Mosal Yodai, he gave it over, so, Sarai Hemne, I trusted him. Fine. So, in this shaila, was it given l'shem pekodim? Was it given l'shem geirishin? I trusted you. So that's a very good kasha. Why do we need shtei edim to say kiblo? Shteim oimu b'fneinu kiblo. You don't need that. If he says that he got it l'shem geirishin, ho hemne finished. But Rashi, Bahavlosai Rashi says the Moses not only asking on these two Aiden, the Moses asking why do you need the first two Aiden? Why do you have to need two Aiden Bachlal that said that he made a shlichla, he was made a shlichla Kabbalah? Why do you need two Aiden on that? Shema Shemaim. How does Hemne apply? This is another Shailin Gansen. Did she make him a shlich? And did she make him a shlich lekabola? Yes or no? She says he made. He says he made. That's worthless. That doesn't mean anything. Hemne is what's between us. I believe you. If she made you a shlicha Kabbalah, I haven't the faintest idea. So therefore, Taisva says that the whole Gemara's kasha is only on the second kareid. The second, why need a second kat? Hemne, that's a good kasha. Why do you need Edim to say before Neino Amra? And that is no Hemne. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. And that is no Hemne. Rashi does not learn like this. Rashi learns that the kasha is on why do you need before Neino Amra. So we have to understand Pshat and Rashi. But we have to realize what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying the Gemara asked the kasha, I don't need any Edom whatsoever. We'll see later as the sugya progresses, the Ran says the Gemara by faith, he asks on Rashi. How does Hemne apply? But Al Koponim, we'll see later, the sugya is mashma like Rashi. Fine. But this is a problem. Agav Ulche, the Marsha says, according to Rashi, this kasha, we're asking two kashas. Why do you need Edom on the Amire, and why do you need Edom on the Kabbalah? So the kasha, why do you need Edom on the Kabbalah, that's a kasha. And Rav Chisda, that's a... The Ravuna says, he says that, Lepikodon is the Masaltech, Zichni Edom the Kabbalah, began to have war. But Edom and the Amire, that she made him a Shlich Le Kabbalah, Lechere, he, whatever he's timing, he's saying, I gave you Lashem Pikodon, that's all what he's timing. And I have a Raya gave you Lashem Pikodon, because he missed it, why didn't I give it to her? Fine. But if you're a shliach le kabbalah or not, he has nothing to say about this matter. The Baal doesn't know. He says shliach le kabbalah, shliach le kabbalah. I don't know. I'm not aware of it. This nakuda is not in the game at all. I gave it to Hashem Pekodin, he says. But Al Kaponim, he's not saying he's not. He doesn't know if it's shliach le kabbalah or not. Rav Huna said that we believe the Baal because he's coming with a heichoche. He's coming with Eichacha, a Misa. But Eichacha only works to prove it was given L'Shem Pekodin. Eichacha does not work to prove that he's not a Shlich L'Kabbalah. There's no Eichacha against that. So Memele, if the Gemara had a Kasha, why didn't he the first Kad of Edom, Zukta Marsha, that this Kasha is on Rav Huna also. Rav Huna is only Nitzel from the second Kasha. And the second Kasha, I don't hold of him, so Memele, so I don't hold of Hemne, so Memele, I have a Yechoche that the Misa that he gave the Shem Gerishin, he should give me the talk. But if there is a first Kasha, the Masha says, according to Rashi, the Kasha will be on Rav Huna also. Fine. Now let's just go a little further. So the Gemara answers on this kasha. Mikonofik gito mitoise yodai delehemne. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Mikonofik gito mitoise yodai befoneinu. Is he holding a get? Befoneinu laharoise ilonu dinehemne. Is he holding a get that we should believe him? A call. The Mishnah is speaking about that the get is torn. But we see the kroim in his hands. Before Neinu, ein sholish ela imkein hashlishis biyodai. A sholish is only nemon if the shlishis, the thing that was given over to him, is still in his possession. The migu, the boy have obed bei mai de koma, nemo nami ala mirose. Avo ze she kore ein biyodoi le moisroi biyodoi. So now all of a sudden, Rashi comes to tell us now a new Mekoyer of the Nemonis of the Sholish. Rashi says, why is a Sholish Nemon? He says, you know, the Sholish is a Migo here again. And if he wanted to, he comes over, he says, you know, I'm telling you, I got it L'Shem Geirish. She says, no, you don't believe me. If he wanted to, I could have given it to her to get. I have a get in my hand, I could have given it to her. And if she'll hold the get and she'll say she's Nisgarish, it's finished, she's Nema. So Memele, so I have a Migo. So I'm Nema, now it's Migo. So the Gemara says, so that's only applicable if you have a get in your hand. If you have a get in your hand, and you're tiny in case this, that, then you got it, L'Shem Geirish, and you're coming with Amigo, believe me, because if I'm a liar, I could have done a much better life. I could have given it to her and finished, and then there's no Shaila, she'll be believed. So that's in the Monas of Sholich, but here, since it's torn, so I lost the Migu, so that's why he's not believed. But there's a big problem that we're jumping from one thing to another thing. We started off with Hemnei, a whole sugi of Hemnei, that was the Gemara's Kashe, and then we jumped to Migu. Migo, he's Neman Alts Migo, doesn't have a Migo. We have to understand what's happening over here. So, this is a problem. So others say, without going into, we'll say one shtickle beer, but before we say any beerim, we'll say, according to Rav Chisda, you need both. You need Hemne, you need Migo, and we need both. Fine. So we need both. Now the Shail is, how do we understand? You need this. I mean, this is a Kugel, we're making a Kugel over here. You need Hemne, you need Migo. So, there's different Mahalachim. Let us say a simple Mahalach, I saw in Teiras Abirim. Maybe later we'll find the stira to this, but try to flow through the Gemara with this Mahalach. According to, so the Teiras Abirim wants to say as follows, that the Gemara had asked the Kasha, why do you need Eidim on the Amire? Why do you need Eidim on the Kabbalah? So he says, Bemison, we had asked another Kasha, Hemne L'Choyre does not at all apply on the Amire. Hemne is between the Baal and the Sholish. It's Hemne. It was the Shem Geirish and Shem Pekodim. So L'Choyre, we need Migu on the Amire, that she made a Mashlich L'Kabbal. And that we need Migu. And that Hemne won't help. Because it's Mastish Hemne, but the Baal was... So, and this is coming, she made me a shlich like a bola. I have a migo. You don't believe me, I could have given her over the get, and then everyone will be convinced she's geget, and if I'd be a liar, I could have done things much better. No. I only say the truth. You look at me, but I only say the truth, so I'm a mele, so I'm telling you, but she made me a shlich like a bola. So here's an amonus of migo. And that the Gemara answered, it's torn. He lost his Migu. Now, as the Nemonis of Migu, that means he's saying it was given to me L'Shem Geirish. And the Baal is saying I gave L'Shem Pekodim. V'Misa L'Shem Geirish, I'm giving it to her. That's a good Eichoche. That's a Meir B'Kei Eichoche. So Migu wouldn't help over here. So like a Migu B'mokim Anan Sabi. You're telling me that it was given L'Shem Geirish. It was given L'Shem want me to believe that. But listen, if it was given L'Shem Geirish, why did he give it to you? He should have gone next door and given it to her. So that's a Eichoche Keneged the Migu. So Migu won't help. That's why we need Hemne. But listen, So that's why, so the Teres Habira wants to say that according to Rav Chisda, we need two svaras to prove that he's a shlich lekabola, that Hemnei doesn't help, and Migu helps. To prove that he received it l'shem Gerish and not l'shem Pekodin, Migu will not help because it's a Migu b'mokim anansadi. Rav Huna says, it's an ansadi, he didn't give l'shem Gerish. Meshug needs to give him l'shem Gerish and give it to her. She's next door. So that's like a Migu b'mokim anansadi. That's why Rav Chisda is to come on to a new svara of Hemnei. So let's go with this mahalach. So Rav Chisda needs both svaras, Migu and Hemnei.
Let's go further.
Tinach Omro. So the Gemara says now. So the Ran says from this Gemara is a Mordekaraya to Rashi, not like Tosfos. Tinach Omro. So I asked the Kashe, and the way we're saying now, it's Mamash Mordek. I asked Akasha, the mission says you need two kitas of Eid, need a cut on, that she made him a shlich like a bola, and a cut that he was makabled again. So I asked you that the Altsmigu believe Omro, and Altshemnei believe Kibul. So what did you answer me? So you answered me, there's no Migu. Fine. So that is Tinach Omro. So that when you need Eidim that she made him a shlich lekabbalah, very good. He doesn't have a migu, so he doesn't have any proof whatsoever that she made him a shlich lekabbalah. So that's you need a katav Eidim to say that she made him a shlich lekabbalah. Tinach omro, abo kibol omali. Abo, I'm back to my old kasha. You Rav Chisda hold is a svar of Hemnei. How did he get a hold? He is crying, but. I mean, just like when he holds a get, I say that it was given to him, was it given to him, and it's Hemnei. So he has the coin. It's also given to him. How did he get hold of this coin? It was given to him. So Memela, so we have Hemnei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Tinach Omro, Kibol Omoli, Lasuye Eidim Shiruhu Mikabla Miyad Habal. Reubiyodi Bufoneno, he's holding it, Vahovada Kibla, he got it from him. Now the Shaila is full. He gave it to him. How did he get hold of it? He gave it to him. So now the Shaila is, why did he give it to him? No? So Rav Chisda, you say this is for a family. So now the flow of the Gemara is ganz fine. Look, the Gemara, Oma Rav, Homoni Rabbelezi, Dome Eidim Mesirikas. The Mishnah, you're 100% right. To be Mevarer on the Birr Hadovor, for what reason the get was given to him, you're 100% right. You don't need Eidim to be Mevarer. He is Nemon Altsmigo. No, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbelezi. We're speaking about a get without Eidim, Eidim Chesime. So you need Eidim Mesira. The get is nothing. It's a piece of paper. So we don't know Bechlau that. So we need Eidim. It's not Eidim Chesime. So we need Eidim Mesira to tell us that the get was given over. So the Mishnah go, Amoni Rabbeloz, Eidim Eidim Mesira Kaus. Zogt Rashi, aber lozei doma ein get kosher b'lei eidim mesiris. So the eidim have to come to say that they were there b'shas mesiris again. Frag the Gemara, b'kora lomali, v'neinu kibil v'kora, oma abyuda marav b'shas agzeiris shonu. Shas bzeiris al kor lomali klima lomali lamikrei. Why was that necessary? Shas bzeiris malchus haver shagos hu ala mitzvah. So mamel they had it there. They get us hakonus nefoshes to give over again. So it was given over and then torn immediately, not to create any problems. Fine. Omar Rabbe. Umayde Ravun. Now Rabbi is going to tell us a shtik teure in Ravun. We hear via Machloikis, we know Shitas Ravune, Shitas Rav Chizde. Omar Rabbi, Umayde Ravun. The Omro Ihi, Lididi Omali Sholish, Legerish in Yovi Mele Mehemna. If she comes and says, now the case, we have this case of Ravune, the Baal Omar Lepikot. And the shliach, the sholish says legerish. And the isha comes, and she says, you know, the sholish told me legerish. He told me legerish. So memele, so then I feel according to Rav Huna, the sholish is nema. Because he told the legerish. Because that's what she's saying. The omre ihi. So she's believed. She'll come and say, the Sholish told me it was given L'Shem Gerish. In fact, the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What kind of pshat is this? The Sholish Gufe Loi Mehem. The Sholish comes and says L'Shem Gerish, and Rabuna says, please. Imisa, he gave L'Shem Gerish, and he's given it to her. And she says, the Sholish was given L'Shem Gerish. Oh, we believe her. So that doesn't make sense. Ella, the memra of Rab is as follows. I amra kamoi didi legerishin yovinele. Mehemna, if she will say that I was there when the get was given over, I saw he gave it over the shame gerishin. So then she's believed. Migu di boy omro lidido yove nele. Because instead of saying that I was there and I saw that it was given over to the shliach l'shem gerish, and she could have said it was given over to me. So the rishonim bring down a tshuvas harif. What do you mean she could say it was given over to her? What do you mean? Where's the get? I mean, what is she saying over here? She's saying, Ravuna holds the shlich is not believed. And she could say that what? She could say that, she's saying, I was given over the shem gerishin. And if I'd be a liar, I could have said that, he gave it over to me. So they bring down from a tshuvas harif, that we're speaking about another story over here. We're speaking about a story as follows. She has the get now. Talking about she has the get. And she is pining that the get was given to the shliach. He should be a shliach leilachet. New story. The get was given to the shliach, it should be a shliach loyloche, and he gave it over to me. He gave it over to me. And the Baal says, it's a lie. It was given for the shliach l'shem pekodin. And she says she was there, and she heard it was given l'shem shliach loyloche. But now she's holding the get. But she's saying this. So why do we believe her? Now why do we believe her on this nekuda? Why do we believe her on this nekuda that the Baal says he gave it l'shem pekod? She says, no, I was there, you gave it l'shem shliach leiloche. You gave it over to me. So she's nemon al tzmigu. She's Neman al Tzmigu. That's Pshat in the Gemara. If she'd be a liar, why does she have to say the whole thing that she was there? The Baal gave, let her just, she could have, if she's a liar, she could have said a very, very geshmaka lie, which would be Niskabel, which Ne'am Ve'eda. Here's the get, the Baal gave it over to me, I'm Geget, a good talk. Why does she have to say, Pshadam Aisa? So the Chazainish brings a raya from this,
But what is she really saying? She's saying really it wasn't given over to me. It was given over to the shliach. That's what she's saying. She was standing there. It was given over to the shliach. So lechayre, so the Baal will say, listen, does that make sense? If I would give it over for the shliach, you're standing there. I would give it over to you already. Why'd you give it over to the shliach? We have the same imisa over here. Lechayre, the Gemara saying a chiddush in Rafune. That here Rav Huna, even though there is an im isa, there is an im isa over here, that means the husband is saying this time is ridiculous what you're saying. The way you're saying it, so he's saying a meshik in the zach. You're standing there, and I gave it over to the shlich l'shem geirus. Meshik in the zach. So the Baal is coming as a tiny of an Esau that Rav Huna holds from the same Esau, but she's believed Baal Tzmigo. So the Chazanish brings a raya from this Gemara that the Svara if im Esau is not a non-sadi that Migo won't help, because we see Migo does help. Right? That's a raya from this Gemara. Now we have to understand what we said 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago we said from the Teiras Abirim, we said a different word. We said that Rav Chisda holds this two din, this Migu and this Hemne. Why does Rav Chisda need Hemne? Because he has a Migu, he could have given it over to her. But Rav Chisda holds that the Migu will not help Keneged the Misa. The Migu will not help Keneged the Misa. So therefore he needed Hemne. That's what we said 5 minutes ago. And here we have a Gemara that says Migu does help Keneged the Misa. So this is the problem. Unless we'll say, which I don't know if we're entitled to say this, but unless we'll say that the im isa over here is not as strong as a normal im isa. That means as follows.
There's a svara of im isa. So it could be the svara im isa is by a shlich lekabole. That means you're giving a get right now. So why did you give to the shlich lekabole? Give to her. I mean, you decided. That's what the shliach is saying. The shliach is saying, it was given to me l'shem kabbalah. So the Baal is saying, m'shigad afachzayim. That means, why should I give it to you l'shem kabbalah? That means you're saying I wanted to give her a get. I finished. I mean, my mind is made up. I know sveikas, I know. I wanted to be megarish. She wanted to be megarish. Why did he give it to you? He golden gift to her. That was an eisenes for it. And that svara could be his equivalent to Nansadi. So therefore, Rav Chisda had to come on to a new svara of Hemne. With Migu can't be menaged such a svara. In our case, we're speaking about it. Misa, if, listen, she's saying like this, you made a mashlich leiloch. So what is the Baal saying? Listen, if I made a mashlich lalocha, you're standing there, why didn't I give it to you? So that's a kasha, it's a kasha. But there's a shtickle dingas. You didn't want to give it, you still were mesupiket, maybe you'll still change your mind. So you made a mashlich lalocha, and from the time it will take, if you give it to me, you're finished. You can't change your mind. So you gave it to him in order that you should be able to still be chayzer till he gives it to me. Now, that could be a fluky, how long is it going to take? Another 25 seconds till he gets it. You're standing, they'll get. But could be the chayzik, the starkeit of im ise, that it could be mevatel amigo, here it could be, it can't be mevatel amigo. She's coming with amigo. So, if he's coming with a very strong imisa, you had intentions, that's his, the way the shliach is saying, that I had intentions to be megadish right now, so then there's a svore, so why did I give it to you? That means I wasn't looking for a delayed get in order, maybe I'll think it over again. You're saying I gave it to you and I was megadish right away. And if so, that's the case, I should have given it to her. So that's a very strong imisa. That imisa doesn't help Afilu Amigo won't help connect that imisa. The imisa we're speaking about over here is a little less than that. That means we could say, it's a good kasha, why didn't you give to her, she's standing there. But could be that... could be you get, that means could be you're a liar. We're telling Tadok, could be you're a liar. Could be Taka gave Lashem Gayish. Ah, you're proving it. If that's the case, why not give it up? Because you wanted to have another 25 seconds to think about it. That's why you gave to him. So there is a svore imise, but this svore could be is not strong enough to be mevatel amigo. So, I mean, from this Gemara, we see Claude, the Migo helps connect the Yisa. And that is the Chazanish brings that eye from this Gemara. That it's not a non-Sadi, that Migo will help. We had before, we wanted to say that's why you need Hemne, because the Misa does not. Perhaps the Imisa, we're learning according to Rashi, perhaps the Imisa of before is a stronger Imisa that could slug up a Migo. And the Misa over here is also a svara of Imisa, but Al Kaponim, Keneged, this Imisa, perhaps Migul would help.